Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Today, I'm talking about how to keep the tension. Yesterday, I had you auditing and looking for spots in your life where you've let the tension go. And when I'm talking tension, I'm talking connection. So your connection is related to the tension that you have between you and another person or you and the project you're working on. It's your attention, your connection. So attention and tension, they're similar. So what is it that you've been doing in the past that lets the tension go and the project or relationship drops? You were looking for that yesterday. Has it been fear? Has it been uncertainty? There's a whole list of things that get in the way. But today I'm still talking with you about tension and how to keep the tension. So we'll look at some of the other factors in the next couple of days. When I'm working on a large project, which I am right now, I know that there needs to be constant steps forward. You can't let, if it's just like with working out. If you work out every day or nearly every day, you keep that tension between you and your fitness. There's a attention to the detail of your fitness. There's a knowing. There's a mental, spiritual, physical connection going on that's circling and circling and circling and keeping you vital. Same with a project or a relationship. When I'm working on my large project right now, there are so many moving parts that I could start to fall into some of these other traps, like feeling overwhelmed, or feeling nervous, or feeling like I don't have enough clarity. And in the past, I may have dropped the ball there, thinking that it was too difficult, or feeling exhausted about it, or feeling like I don't have the tools to do it. Now I know better. I know everything is possible. I know that if I have an idea for it, it's queued up and ready for me. There's the idea that once you get an idea, once you really get a whiff of it, it's 99% done. And you're just aligning with the last 1% and manifesting it because it's created in the energy. It's already created spiritually and energetically. You just have to get into the vibrational frequency of it. You have to get in alignment with it. So how can you keep the tension? That's today's focus. What I like to do is I look at just one thing I could do next, especially if I'm feeling overwhelmed or fearful or any of these, you know, ways that I could be procrastinating. I could be trying to get it perfect. I could be worrying about not succeeding. I could be wondering if I'm worthy enough. These are all things that people can wonder about, but the prescription for success is to just find the next thing to do. So if you're feeling uncertain because you don't know what to do next, ask, what if I knew what to do next, what would it be? And if you're not sure on the project what to do, I always say clean. Start cleaning up something that's cluttered so that you have space to get ideas. Or meditate and go out into nature. You'll hear what to do next when you're out in nature. So today's coaching is simple. It's how to just carry the ball and keep the tension. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's your life, or whether it's your major project. What is something you can do right now today to keep yourself engaged, to keep your connection, to keep your attention on your project? What relationship do you have with your project? If you don't have enough tension or connection in the relationship, you've got to do something to reinforce the energy between you and the project. What's the next thing you can do? And do it. All right? Have a beautiful day.